Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Another bright and sunny in Los Angeles. It's spring, obviously. Not even a trace of winter. I hope you did your workout this morning. I hope you're making a move towards your health, a real move, a move not just about buying the local and newest and most talked about supplement on the market, but something fundamental, something it may offer you that second childhood you're looking for. Anybody over the age of 50 thinks this way. Yes, you do. Nobody's complete at 50. It's time to take the next step. The next step always means a more comprehensive perspective. Thus the show today, what all disease has in common and how to stop it cold. What all disease has in common. In a better world, in the ideal of it, in the world I wish I could give to you, all of you would look at your symptom, ultimately your disease, as no different than any other disease. Now, think about that. Yeah, it's a little early on Saturday, a lot for you to wrap your head around. But here's this, every single day, online, at my favorite hospital across the world, Kaiser Permanente, are people that come from all places, lined up with the infinite myriad of diseases that they think they have. And in a better world, and here's the point, my point, the point of the show, all those diseases have a process in common before they differentiate into those individual diseases. Now, against that, we have specialists and specialists and specialists and specialists, and specialized drugs given to specialized diseases, and specialized herbs and herbal programs given for specialized specific problems. It's kind of funny. It's as if the story of your life is, I'm special. And so when you get a disease, you've got to have a special disease. And you need a specialized program for your special disease, or you're not special. And of course, this is the travesty of it all. There is no special disease. All disease begins the same way, and all disease evolves the same way, and all disease cures the same way. But again, that's a little too simple. It's simple because it's not cerebral, but it's infinitely complicated because it's so profound. One equation that solves many things is the best equation, and that's a tenet in medicine, in science. But when you talk about simple but deep explanations, well, too difficult for people. All right, let me support my argument. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, not .com.cc. If you're driving, when you get home, get to the website. Tell your friends about the website. Pictures on the website. Pictures tell 1,000 words. It's how we give you 10 hours in 1 hour. Okay, the website. Let's just start with the normal cell. Remember, what all disease has in common. This is where we're going with today's concept. What all disease has in common and how to stop it cold. Picture number one. Think of your symptom, your disease. There is a normal cell. Just take a look at that cell. There's a normal cell. That normal cell is going to have a blue membrane. No, but just in the picture, a blue membrane. That's the cell membrane. That cell membrane is rich with fat. It's rich with cholesterol. If you're fat deficient, if you're protein deficient, if you're osmolalities are incorrect, meaning if the concentration of electrolytes inside and outside the cell, specifically sodium and potassium, are reversed. Too much sodium in the cell, too much potassium outside the cell, rather than vice versa. If all these things aren't right, that cell does not look so plump and juicy. See that cell? It's a plump and juicy cell. It's like a plump and juicy seedless Thompson grape. That's a healthy cell. The membrane of that cell is healthy. The DNA is healthy. The ribosome, we don't need to get into what each of these organelles do, but when you think of your symptom, when you think of your disease, you have to think of that organ, from the skin to the liver, to the heart, to the arteries, whatever concern you have, across the board. You have to think of that organ under the microscope as a bunch of plump and juicy grapes. And those plump and juicy grapes have insides. Those insides are what we call the organelles of the cell. It's got to look like that, with endoplasmic reticulum and free ribosomes and centrioles and nuclear envelopes and Golgi complexes and rough endoplasmic reticulums and mitochondria and all these things that we learn about that aren't so important for you to know specifically. You just need to know it looks good, like a plump and juicy grape, and it's in order. Now that's you as a teenager. That's you when you have health. To which then I give you exhibit number 3. Now look at picture number 3. Now there. Now look at that picture. That looks like one of those plump and juicy grapes on the way to becoming a dried out old raisin. Or a fresh and juicy apricot. Ripe and delicious, filled with water, becoming a dried out old apricot. Or a plum becoming a prune. And we make all sorts of jokes. We say, oh, he's a dried out old prune. We say that. We say that euphemistically, poetically, insultingly, sarcastically. We say that pessimistically. I dried out. I have no more blood. Well, that's what you're looking at, a cell that's dried out. Now, there you go. I want you to stop and make life simple for yourself, not complicated. I want you to think of yourself online at your local specialist to find out what special disease, the special cause, the special issue behind your special problem. And I want you to understand that long before you became special, you were simply a plump and juicy grape that became a dried out prune or apricot. Or raisin. Your symptom, your disease, is no more than you've started to dry out. And your cell looks like that. Now, what dries it out? Collectively, we say, what dries out the cell, what turns it from plump and juicy to dried and old, is the net result of free radical attack. And you don't have to listen to this show because you've heard of free radicals, and you take your antioxidants and you smile at yourself in the mirror and you're proud of yourself and you feel protected. No. Now my people tell me not to get that edge in my voice and make you feel embarrassed about your ignorance. Okay, okay, I won't. But here's the bottom line. We're missing on this. Because you understand what a free radical is, if you do. And you take your pile of antioxidants, your antioxidant shake, your antioxidant drink, your antioxidant in your Fruit Loops, the rest of it, that you take these things to neutralize the effects of free radicals, if you understand even what they are, is myopic. It doesn't work. I'm trying to be humble here. I beg of you. You are delusional about your process. And don't tell me I had an edge here. You have to understand it doesn't work. It helps, but it doesn't cut it. Now, that's the fact of the matter. The issue is that plump and juicy grape that becomes a dried-out raisin that's the product of being attacked by free radicals. What are free radicals? Okay, picture number four. Formation of free radicals. You just have to sum a free radical up under anything you've ever heard that was remotely or slightly bad for your health. Produces a free radical in the body. Simply stated, a compound that's electron deficient, that's looking to pluck an electron to satisfy its valence shell and make itself happy at the expense of what it plucks an electron from. You don't have to understand a word I said. Just look at the picture. UV light's a free radical. Too much. Ionizing radiation, smoking, air pollution, everything. The bad day you had at the office. The hairdryer on your head. The poor sleep you had. The bad air you breathe. The bad water you drink. The chemicals in your foods. You name it, they produce these electron-deficient species that pluck electrons from the membranes of your cells, from ultimately the DNA strands, this, that, and the other thing, producing the beginning of a problem. Stop there. Stop there and understand that it doesn't matter what disease you've got, what symptom you've got, it began with this process. Okay. Good. Put that in your pipe. Smoke that one. Don't jump to, well, I neutralize these with my antioxidant shake. Leave that alone. Just understand the process. Because when you sit there with your symptom and you get your disease diagnosed by your special doctor at your special healthcare facility and you get your special therapy, special for you because you're special, when you get this done to you, understand that all that's happened is that in the balance of trade, your body's ability to reverse this process has been exceeded by the stresses on the cell causing this process, and this has forced an adaptive response on the part of the cell. And that adaptive response triggers pain-sensitive nerves in this space to tell you something's wrong. We call that a symptom. As the symptom is not listened to, as it's tolerated, as it's worse than that, mitigated or suppressed, suppression of symptom by drugs. Finally, your body says, okay, here's the deal. We're going to give you a stronger adaptive response, and we're going to start to really send you the message. When was the last time someone said to you, cancer was a message? From the divine intelligence of your body to the divine intelligence of your brain, that something's really wrong. No, we've reduced that to Angelina Jolie on the cover of Time magazine talking about the valor and bravery and intelligence and depth of having herself genetically tested and having her breasts removed just in case she gets it. Because we've entered the age of genomics, and we can tell what you're going to get before we get it. Look at those two perspectives. Is that fascinating? That's why I'll continue to do this show. If I sit back and think about it, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Look at the two dimensions of society. Pharmaco pays a big wig. It looks good to get on the cover of Time telling other young women to cut their breasts off because of genetic testing, to engage in the great valor, the knighthood, of preventing a disease that, of course, she may never have, against which, long before you're going to get a cancer, your body's sending you messages. And those messages need to be received by a body that's trained to listen to them long before that dried-out prune starts to fall apart. There is more science in what I'm telling you than in all the medical schools in all the lands. But that's too simple.